Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Nearly half of the chief executives of Irish listed companies are under the age of 45. That's almost double the average for the 27 other nations in which the headhunters Heidrick & Struggles carried out their survey. So does this mean that we start earlier, or we are quick learners, or is it because the market is so small here? Joining us to discuss that and the secretive world of headhunting, I'm joined by Stafford Baggett, the chief executive of Heidrick & Struggles in Ireland. Good morning, Stafford.
Good morning, Joe.
So any idea why Irish chief executives for listed Irish companies are so young?
Yeah, well, thanks for inviting me in. The figures that you're quoting come from a report that we produce annually called Route to the Top. We look at 27 countries around the world that have listed that have stock exchanges and listed entities. In Ireland, there are 31 entities, and we've analysed these companies for the last number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland's a little bit of an outlier in that regard, so a younger CEO. It's the statistics that we're really getting into is that by the time that they're appointed as CEO, they're under 45.
Mm-hmm.
The average age still for a CEO in Ireland is in the mid-50s, which is still a lot younger than the rest of the world.
Okay, and you're in most of the OECD nations, I'm guessing.
Correct. Yeah, so there's 27 countries that we look in the report around the world.
Now, your survey also found that a fifth of the bosses hired in listed companies are from overseas in Ireland.
Correct. And I think that's a trend that's declining. So a year ago, that was 29%, and now that's declining. So it shows that companies here are getting a little bit more sophisticated in terms of their talent acquisition strategies. A lot of more internal talent is being promoted from within.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And they're casting their net wider.
I guess so. I mean, the biggest trend that we're finding, which isn't really captured in the report, but just from a pulse check, is that companies are really interested in the Irish diaspora, so returning Irish executives. So the ideal sweet spot really is your sort of 42 to 45-year-old Irish expat that's currently in Asia or in America or in the UK that would be enticed to come back and bring what they've learned globally back to the Irish market.
And of course, the wages now in Ireland are such that they can match some of the wages in Asia and in North America.
Yeah, everybody will agree with you except for Colin Hunt and Eamon Crowley, who are kicking themselves with salary caps.
Though the salary cap has been removed now that the share ownership is below 50% for the government.
It's going that way. It hasn't. I think they're still kicking themselves and looking. But generally, yeah, salaries here are on a par now, we're finding, with around the world. Which makes our job easier to entice people to come.
Talk
and move
to me
here.
About your job. So you guys place very senior executives into very senior roles. Tell us about the process of the phone call when you kind of get in touch with a would-be candidate or someone who might be on a short list. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the world of headhunting, if you like, they say is the second oldest profession in the world, if you like. And so I've been doing this for a number of years. The company, just a little bit about the company that I work for, is 70 years old. We're American. We fly very much under the radar, though.
Mm.
Although we are publicly listed ourselves, and we've got 55 offices. We established the Irish office 6 years ago. We're a small team here, but we're 2,500 people globally. But nearly all of our mandates are confidential. So a company will engage us to find either external talent or help them refine internal talent as part of their talent acquisition strategy, if you like.
And so when you call these people, often out of the blue, I'm guessing the first thing they say is, can I close the door or go to a quieter room?
I'm walking into a meeting room right. Hi, Mum. I'm walking into a meeting room right now. That can happen, I guess. And Irish talent as well has got a lot more sophisticated and used to these types of calls. So I guess traditionally sort of headhunters would have been painted as long lunches and tapping of the side of the nose saying, I know a man,
yes.
A man,
yes.
if you like.
Yes.
Now it's a lot more sophisticated. It's a lot of what we do is data driven. There's a lot of research that's available out there, and there's a lot of information that's out there. We have a lot of information on people in the Irish market as well as globally, whether or not we engage.
Do you have a file on most senior executives operating in and around Ireland?
I guess there's a lot of information available about everybody that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But from our own systems and our own data, we would have intelligence on what's going on, necessarily on companies, but also on trends, but also on individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We would have relationships with a lot of senior people, particularly those people that are in the larger listed Irish entities and the larger privately owned entities as well. But I guess what we are employed to do and why companies use us is get to the people that they can't get to or they don't know about. So what we really pride ourselves on is intelligence of, say, Irish diaspora that are overseas that would be engaged to come back, or foreign talent that would be enticed to move to Ireland as well.
And are you using kind of AI to kind of build up your data file on each senior executive?
Yeah, that's more and more. And again, like the level of researchers that I would have started as a researcher in this business, if you like, but the level of research that's now driven by AI and assisted in that regard is huge. All so right. It's intelligence is constantly being built up. So it's, you know, careful what you do online in terms of interviews, but also social media. We definitely broaden our reach of where our intelligence goes when we're building up files on people. So,
and I guess you have to respect GDPR rules as well, and not have all sorts of data flowing around about people.
Yeah. I mean, the information you can share with the share that's out there is really limited as well. You can keep it verbal, but the printed reporting, etc., is really, really limited in that regard.
And when you place someone, do you kind of go back to them in a few years in case they're not happy in that role that you place them in?
Would you believe we're banned from doing that? So, unbelievably. So once we place somebody into a job, we can never take that person out of that company.
Who bans you? Is that just a self-inflicted rule?
Yeah, that's stupid. We've handicapped ourselves in that regard in a way. But no, unless we get permission from the company. So we're realists and companies are realists. So quite often it happens that a chairman will give us permission in writing, just saying, we give you permission to headhunt Joe out of News Talk. We appreciate you placed him into News Talk on that hugely inflated salary a couple of years ago.
Overinflated.
Yeah. And that's a practical conversation in that regard. So,
And what's your commission? What do you get? A percentage of the first year's salary? Is that it?
It can vary. Traditionally, we got a third of somebody's first year salary.
Okay.
And now
it needs to be worthwhile for everyone.
Yeah. But I mean, the work that we do is quite specialized. I wouldn't say it's expensive. I'd say it's value for money, but it comes at a premium. We tend to work on salaries that are north of 250K.
Okay. That's me out, by the way.
Just on daily rates.
Stafford, thank you so much for coming in and joining us and telling us about the secretive world of headhunting. That is Stafford Baggett, the Chief Executive of Heidrick & Struggles here in Ireland. Back in the
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.